Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Cosmic Contact Show. And we're coming to you live from Memphis, Tennessee, except I am live out here in Redmond, Washington. We're just so happy that everyone is getting online tonight. We've got a wonderful guest for the show tonight, and her name is Radeen Wible, and she is going to share some wonderful new stuff, new information with us that's going to help us with healing all kinds of problems that we have. And we want everybody to get online now. The number is 347-838-9142. You do have to push the one button on your touch phone, and then Annie, the moderator, will get you in, and we'll see if we can't get Radeen helping a lot of people this evening. The RBR Network is what I'm a part of, and right now, I recently moved from one new home to the other, and I cannot find any of my notes. So I'm just kind of winging it tonight. But I do want everyone to know that we have shows on all week long and at different times. And you can go in to the Searchers Roadmap, to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. I put Renford on there. And then just scroll down. You can go into any of the says the on-demand section. That's the archives. That's where everybody can check and see what was, they hear someone that they really want to listen to, they can go back and listen to the show. So we're really excited that that everyone's calling in, and we're going to have a great time tonight and have a lot of fun. And I'm going to talk a little bit now. I want to talk about Radeen. And, of course, I heard about her from some other people in the healing realm, so to speak, a friend of mine. And so I was really excited when they told me what she did. And she is a really gifted healer. And she worked on me some the other day, which was amazing. And I have my back is felt better. We worked on my back. I was having some issues there. And but she is, she's going to offer harmonica chakra clearings or balancing. And this is a real quick and easy way to bring your body back to balance, back to wholeness. It seems that the harmonica has seven basic notes that are exactly as the same seven basic chakras, which will be really interesting that she's going to share that with us. And she will explain how we can do this for ourselves. That's even more exciting. And she's got everything we need. Radeen is a kinesthetic hypnotherapist. She's working that works with impasse removal. I'll tell you about that. She's a reflexologist. She works with grief issues, alien abductions, implant, nullifications, pain release, and dowsing. She's also licensed LVN. She is author of several books and a lecturer and publisher of many books. She's amazing. You're going to have fun tonight. She is very down to earth. She's got great energy, and Radeen, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you aboard tonight.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate being here.
Well, good. Well, Radeen, would you like to just want to tell us a little bit about yourself and your background that got you all into this? That's a good place to start.
Oh, my. Well, for one thing, I absolutely love music, and I jokingly say that I was vaccinated for music, and it took. And the instrument that I love to play, I do sing some, is the harmonica. And the harmonica is the only instrument known that you can make a note, either blowing or inhaling or called drawing. And whenever I first started with the harmonica, of course, I didn't know anything about playing harmonica. And started out with a C harmonica. That means that it's in the chord of C. And it took quite a few years for this to dawn on me that the C harmonica has the very same notes as the chakras do. And this is the only harmonica, the C, that you can do this with. And incidentally, I didn't enjoy playing the C harmonica that much because I enjoy the other keys. But then I'll talk about that later. Let me just go ahead and talk about a little bit of harmonica. I do play harmonica with the group, and I have a harmonica buddy. His name is John. He's a Vietnam vet, and he plays beautiful harmonica, and we play the background music, and our very favorite is gospel and anything that warms our heart, and we play for a lot of the veterans, and we've done a few shows. And anyway, whenever I discovered chakras, I'm a healer. Jesus came to me when I was 9 years old, and he said, you're a healer too, and that's another wild story. And whenever I started doing the alternative research, whenever I found the chakras, I thought, oh my goodness. And I jumped into it, and I discovered all kinds of things that it pertained to, where they're located, the colors and the minerals and all kinds of things. And then finally, whenever it dawned on me, like I say, the C harmonica was my least favorite. And then I was holding on to the harmonica, the C harmonica, and I was looking at the chart as to where the locations are. And whenever I saw the very same notations on this, on the human body, it just really challenged me, and I was so charged, and I thought, oh my goodness, I think. And then in doing reflexology, I do foot reflexology, and if anyone's familiar with that, it represents the whole body, such as other areas represent the body, the hands, the feet, the ears, the tongue, the eyes, which tells me that our whole body is in direct communication with the universe, God, and knowing that accessing these reflex points and then the chakras, that we can help ourselves. And so I just put this together, the seven notes, and with the seven major chakras, there are more than just seven. And then I was thrilled whenever I met a friend, and he has a doctorate in metaphysics, and this was several years ago. He taught us how to do meditative breathing, and I thought, oh my goodness. And I learned that, and then with the addition of what I just now spoke of and doing what I call meditative rhythmic breathing, it just put it all together. And let me speak as to what this rhythmic meditative breathing is. And the focus is, and I go back in history, whenever God breathed life into Adam, Adam received the breath and then held it and exhaled it. And that's how we do harmonica. This breathing, rhythmic meditative breathing, you start out with, and let me turn my metronome on. What we do is the human body is regulated at the breathing and the heartbeat. No, not the breathing, but the heartbeat is 60 beats per minute, which is coming through okay?
Yes, I can hear it.
Okay, well, I'm going to turn it off. That is 60 beats per minute, and that is the best heartbeat that a person can have, and it's normal. Not meaning that we should have that all the time, but in meditation, 60 beats per minute is perfect. And in this meditative breathing, we start with an empty breath for three counts, and then we inhale for six counts, hold our breath for 3 counts, exhale for 6 counts, and then we start all over again. And here in a little bit, we will have that little practice, and then I will do it with the harmonica so you can hear what it sounds like.
Okay.
And what's okay, and give a little bit of explanation on a harmonica. What I use is a basic little $5 harmonica, and I do have an excellent source for getting it at that price. And I start out, a diatonic harmonica has 10 holes in it, and you play it by inhaling and exhaling, which is 7 notes. And whenever we get started, I will the holes that I will be blowing and drawing on is holes 4 through 7. And whenever we bring in a breath, and should we describe as to what these chakras are? The root chakra. Okay.
I think that would be good. A lot of people do. My people in my line are usually pretty savvy, but you can just, you know, you don't have to say their colors or anything, but you can say this is the root chakra. Yeah, I would definitely start that way.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, thank you. The root chakra is the key of C. The spleen chakra, or they call it sometimes the sexual, is the key of D. The solar plexus is the key of E. The heart is the key of F. The throat is the key of G. The brow is the key of A. And the crown is the key of B. And those are the notes, and those are the basic 7 chakras. You have any questions so far? Have I explained it fairly well?
Yes, and absolutely, you have. What is coming to my mind, Rudine, is it doesn't make a difference whether chakras are in balance or out of balance or whatever, but by doing just the notes tuned up, you know, with the chakras working better, right?
Yes, absolutely. And let me back up just a little bit. Whenever we do this little simple exercise, and it is meditation, you can sit upright in a chair, be comfortable, and place the harmonica in the mouth. But what works very well, a lot of us, when we do meditation, we lie down, and that's to lie down on a couch or your bed and get all comfortable. Place the harmonica in the mouth, and it'll rest in there, and just put it right in the very middle of the harmonica in your mouth. And you do this breathing, and then you breathe in and hold it and breathe out. And just on these 4 holes and doing those and doing this exercise, we access every major chakra. And in doing this, of course, we're working with frequencies such as other things that we use to balance our chakras, colors, etc. This frequency shatters negative patterns.
Oh,
and in
good.
Doing yeah, that's what's fabulous. And what has worked very well, you know, we work with intention, and intention and meditation is a form of prayer. And what we do is we decide that we're going to do this and do the exercise, get comfortable, place the harmonica in our mouth, and we do the meditative rhythmic breathing. And then we start going through things, something that has happened that day or something that has bothered you or working out any kind of a difficulty. This will help you to focus on it, and just by doing the exercise, you can shatter anything negative. And if anything comes up, then you focus on that and then keep doing the breathing, inhaling and exhaling, and it seems to balance it right out, and it brings it to perfect balance. And any other chakra that is involved, it helps to balance that out too. And usually... You can do this just once a day, and it doesn't have to be a long time, just maybe 5 minutes or whatever, and it just works beautifully. And I do have, this is very interesting, in talking with my dowsing friends and other healers, I have discovered the chakra frequencies. And if anyone is interested in this, I will give it to you right now. The root chakra is 4 hertz. The spleen is 6 hertz. The solar plexus is 10 hertz. And incidentally, 10 hertz is the frequency of the Christ consciousness. The heart is 12 hertz. The throat is 16 hertz. The brow is 96. And the crown is 960. And I just find that very, very interesting. So, do we need any more explanation?
Well,
and then we can go ahead.
No, we don't. And I don't understand a lot about the hertz. But don't you have a book, Rudine, about this? And also,
yes.
If you have a 3-page mail-out that you could send to people, why don't you
explain
a little bit about that?
Okay. What this is, now on the first page, it is harmonica for relaxation and meditation using the C diatonic harmonica. And it explains just what I spoke of about the breathing. And then how to do it, which holes we do it, holes 1, 2, 3, and 4, inhale and exhale, and I have put here which chakra it addresses. And then the holes 4 through 7, which has completely all the seven chakras, it explains that. And then the next holes, 7 through 10, gives those chakras. And also, too, it tells how often that you can do it. And it's complex, but it is so simple. On the second page, I have listed the chakras, and I have a little figure of a little man here. He's very pleasant to look at. And it shows the chakras and their connection, such as the throat is communication, and the D is the second chakra. It has to do with the creative factors on Earth, and it explains. It's not detailed, but you can understand it. And then on the third page, which is most important, and that is the harmonica care. And basically, you take care of the harmonica, and it will take care of you. And I will tell you this. I am a member of an organization, a harmonica organization, which is the Society for the Preservation and Advancement of the Harmonica. And we're worldwide. And the first time I presented this at the harmonica convention, I've done it twice, I handed this harmonica care to the president of the organization. And he said, "Oh, good. Thank you." And it tells you simply and completely how to take care of the harmonica. And if this is all that a person does with a harmonica, it'll certainly get you started. And on this book that I have, the name is Chakra Balance with the Harmonica. What I have is these first 3 pages of the ones that I just mentioned. And then on the next pages, I give a thorough explanation of each chakra. It goes into more detail. And what each chakra pertains to, and the glands that it pertains to, and the organs and body parts, when it's in balance and when it's out of balance, issues and tissues, and then the major benefit of this chakra, and then affirmations. This covers a lot of things. And then one of the most interesting things is the issues and tissues. And I have it in alphabetical order, and there's, oh goodness, hundreds of them in here, such as which note you play. Abandonment issues is the key of F. And then back difficulties is the key of D. Cold sweats, the key of F.
This is in your book.
Mm-hmm. This is in my book. And it's not that big of a book. It's easy to read. And the people who have gotten this book, they say, oh, my goodness, now I know what to do. And a little incident, a couple of years ago, I mentioned the harmonic organization. We have a yearly convention. It's held mid-August. And I was teaching this harmonica for relaxation and meditation, and a lady came up to me. She plays harmonica also. And she said that she was having difficulty with her ears, and she had a summer flu, got it the 1st of June, and her ears had not cleared. And she said, my goodness, what can I do? And I said, well, now we have harmonicas in different keys, not just C. You can, those who want to buy extra harmonicas, which I have, that she could play the harmonica in the key of A, and A is the brow, and it also governs parts of the brain and the ears. So I said, well, go up and give it a try. She came down 30 minutes later, came running over to me, and she said, oh my goodness, I took my A harmonica, and I just played on it. Now, you don't have to play a tune, just blow and draw. And she said, the right ear popped, and I could hear out of it. And then she kept playing, and the left ear popped, and she said, now I can hear. And that was absolutely, that was just wonderful. And, and she had been to the medical doctor quite a bit, and he says, I don't know what we can do. Sometimes if we can do something for ourselves to help ourselves get well, that is absolutely marvelous. And I will say this, if we have a physical problem or anything, please seek help from a physician and get that checked out. And anything that we can do alternatively, whatever it takes, then by all means, do it. And I also have a breakdown on all of the it's the 12 keys of the harmonica, and the harmonica comes in at least 48 different keys, I think probably more than that, and this is on a regular 10-hole diatonic harmonica. Now, however, there is another harmonica which is absolutely wonderful. Now, I'm not here to sell harmonicas. It's just that I found this out, and I've been able to do much, much more with it. There is a harmonica that is called the Hohner Echo Celeste Tremolo. And this has a sound very similar to an accordion, and there are two notes per hole, drawing and blowing. And what's unique about this, such as the key of C, there's a little variance in the frequency with the two holes, and it creates the vibrato. The lower note is a little flat, and the upper note is a little sharp, creating a harmonic effect. It's a warbling sound, and it is very, it's sometimes called echoes from heaven. It's just a wonderful, beautiful vibrato. And I use the Hohner Echo Celeste Tremolo, and that will be on my handout also. What is wonderful about this is that it can really, really put a person into deep meditation. However, you don't have to spend. I think they're no more than $25. You don't have to spend that much. You can do the same thing with a 10-hole diatonic. And it's just that I discovered this, and those that I've introduced it to just say, oh, my goodness, it's just marvelous and just wonderful.
Well, that's great. And I love you sharing that about the harmonicas, because really, you're talking to someone who doesn't know hardly anything, but this sounds like something that I could easily pick up and with your book or your instructions and do that too, because I really do myself have studied the chakras over the years and knowing the importance of having them balanced and, you know, clear and everything. And I know there's different ways to do it, but your way sounds wonderful to do that. Now, to reach Rudine, in case you want to talk to her or you need to call her, or actually you need to go to Rudine, Rudenew at yahoo.com. That's how you can get in touch with Rudine in the future. That's Rudenew, real simple, at yahoo.com. And if you have a question, if you'd like to, you know, get her to call you, I'm sure she will get back in touch with you right away. Okay, Rudine, I tell you what, let's bring someone in. We've got a couple people on the line. Let's bring a lady in. Her name is Ibitar, and she's from Colorado, and let's see what her question is. Hold on a sec.
Shirley.
Hi.
Hi.
Ibitar.
Hi. How
Hello.
You doing today, Sam? Hi.
We're great. What's your question?
Yes.
Well, I was wondering if she was doing any chakra clearing tonight.
Well, yes.
Okay.
I was getting ready to put the harmonica up to my mouth just so y'all could hear how it's done. What I just spoke of is an explanation as to how to do it and how it works. Would you be interested in hearing these notes?
Yeah, I'd be interested. So that's how you do the chakra clearing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. You heard the discussion on how to do it.
Right.
And okay. Well,
and I also wanted to ask you about the notes on the piano.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you say the harmonica, you can hit those notes, but the piano has a lot of those notes too. And I don't know if you're familiar with the there are certain hertz frequencies, sounds, you know, like DNA repair and different things like that. And I was wondering
right.
if those notes of those hertz can do the same thing.
Sure,
okay.
Absolutely. And the harmonica that I mentioned, it's in the key of C, which on the piano is all of the white notes.
All of the white notes?
Mm-hmm. All of the white notes.
Okay,
and,
the white keys.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, the white keys.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, would you like to hear what it sounds like on this C harmonica whenever I inhale and then exhale? Is that going to be okay, Pam?
Yes, we want to hear everything.
Okay.
Now, as you're doing this right now, and so I'm listening to it, Ibitar's listening to it, is this going to help clear our chakras, or is it if everyone's an individual one that you do?
No, this is what everybody will do, and this is what everybody will hear.
Okay.
They get a C harmonica, and this is what it sounds like. So I'll go through it. It won't even be a minute, probably 30 seconds. So if you're ready, I'm starting with no breath, which is 3 count, so you won't hear anything, and then I inhale for 6 count, and I hold that breath for a 3 count, and then exhale. And I'll do this probably 3 or 4 times. Okay. If you're ready.
Okay.
Now, you can just imagine lying on your back doing this and listening to the notes, knowing that the vibration is coursing through your body and bringing everything back to normal, if we can call ourselves normal, but it shatters negative or detrimental thought patterns. And that's what it sounds like. And now you can do, it's just not harmonica, but if you don't have a harmonica, then you can do the same thing on the piano. And, okay, and I wrote this down. Whenever you inhale on this harmonica, you are coming in contact with the second chakra, the fourth chakra, the sixth chakra, and the seventh chakra. And then when you exhale, it is accessing the first chakra, the third chakra, the fifth chakra, and the first chakra. And you can do the same thing on the piano. And one thing I enjoy about the harmonica is that not only is it the only instrument that we play, inhaling and exhaling, you're utilizing all of the senses, which is sight, because you look at the harmonica, you hear it, you taste it because it's in your mouth, you feel it, and then it can bring in the sixth sense, which is intuition. And I might have missed a sense there. Go ahead.
No. That sounds great, and I can just see that, and how easily we could use that, you know, if we get up and we just go out of sorts, like, you know, I'm not feeling so, you know, cool today, you know, coming down with a cold, or just, you know, feeling depressed or anything, yes.
Right, and it's interesting that you would say coming down with a cold. One of the attributes of doing harmonica is we can help ourselves to get rid of a cold because we're ventilating our lungs, and that's where we have a cold is usually in the respiratory, and it can help a person to get well a lot better. Plus, too, and this reminds me, you remember the psalmist David became King David, and God loved to hear play his harp. Now, the harp is a stringed instrument. And whenever we do music, especially as a harmonica or a harp, it does soothe the savage beast. And sometimes that savage beast is the beast that's within us.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Ibitar, did you have any other questions for Regine?
Well, I was trying to visualize, I know she said in-breath and out-breath, but you know, I'm trying to visualize because I've never played harmonica, but I can visualize, you know, I'm trying to visualize how you breathe in and out while you're playing at the same time.
Okay. I think of it this way. We all have straws, and this is how I teach harmonica sometimes, because you hold your mouth a little different way. Take a straw, put it in your mouth as though you're going to drink water with it, and you're going to breathe through that rather than a harmonica. So put your mouth around the straw, breathe, and then you inhale for six counts, hold that breath, and then exhale for six counts. And you will notice whenever you first start doing it, it's a little difficult, but then usually after about three or four times of doing that repetition, it will become second nature to you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you do that consistently as you're playing it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And you keep doing this. It's just like any kind of yogic technique that you do, and you're doing it rhythmically and setting a pattern. And that's whenever I mentioned, you know, about the 60 times, once every second, which is 60 times per minute. And you're doing something, and it's repetitive, and what it's doing is getting your body in balance and working with those frequencies. And truthfully, if all a person has is a straw, then that is fine. It's just that the harmonica brings in those extra frequencies.
Well, I did notice a pop in one of my chakras when you were playing.
Really? with.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, okay. Well, thank you, Avatar, and for calling in. Somebody else on the show that wants to do it.
Okay.
Annie, who is our next person online? Who is she?
We're going to bring in Tanika from Long Island, New York. Are you there, Tanika?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi. Hello, Tanika.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I just would like a reading about love, if possible. Just been going through a lot lately.
Okay, you've had a lot of heartache, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm currently going through something, and I don't know if it's true or not, so just figured I would call up.
Okay. Okay, Tanika, then you do this. Take your left hand. The palm of your hand also has chakras. Place the left hand over your forehead.
Yeah.
And then your right hand over your heart. And do the breathing that I just explained, for the 1 second count. And focus on what is making your heart hurt so much. And you will get a picture of what's going on and what has been. And then you focus on that, and you'll get the whole scenario, the whole picture in your mind. And people and incidences and events will come up. Focus on that. Okay. And then, again, while you're focusing on it, you love the situation as much as you can. Love those involved and love yourself. And then, now we're doing a four-step healing here. And then go back through, and you still have your hand on your forehead and on your heart area. And then you forgive. And forgiveness, remember, is divine. You forgive the situation, the scenario, the people involved, and you forgive yourself. And then the next is to release it and to let it go. Go back through and recognize it again. The people involved, you've loved them, and you have forgiven them, and you have forgiven yourself. And then, with a great, mighty breath, bundle all this up, bring it out in front of you, and blow it into the loving arms of whoever your God is, and let it go. And then, at the same time, breathe in God's pure, white light and love. And hold your hand on these points again. And then take your hands away, and then put your hands back on, and go back through the situation, knowing that this is no longer a part of you, and knowing that you've loved, forgiven, and let it go. And you will realize that there is not as much hurt and agony there. And it comes in little steps, and you should start feeling better very soon. And also, too, with this technique, you may have some different dreams and realizations. I call this the aha factor, because you will find yourself relating to people and incidences that goes back to this feeling that you just had. How are you now, Tamika?
Just laying here thinking about it, and I've been having dreams anyway about the person, so... If I have more dreams, I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. Well, you're going to find these dreams are going to be a lot better, because the healing process has begun. And what you have done is peeled the onion. You have taken a layer or how many layers away. And you're just on a fantastic journey, and all you can do is go up.
Yeah. I don't really know the truth of the situation. I've called and gotten a few readings, and they've been positive, but then some readings recently have talked about they see the person starting a family with someone else, when before they used to say that they saw us reconciling and starting a family. So it's like, I don't know if it's true or not. We're not together right now, but I still have feelings for them, and I have
dreams
constantly about them. So it has kind of really has me emotional, because I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know, but I just am thinking about it a lot.
Yeah, well, of course you have, and it's quite a hurt and quite a burden. And whenever there's two or more people involved, there's more to be discussed, and there's always an alternative. And really the best thing that I have found with my own experience is to let go and let things happen on their own, and give yourself the freedom and give that other person the freedom to make the correct choice. And then all we can do is just love that individual and send God's infinite love to them. And just pray that the best is done. And sometimes we have to reconcile ourselves to that. But I think you're on the right track, and do your own soul searching, and your answers will come to you, because you do have that spiritual connection.
Mhm. Yeah, I've been trying. I try to let go of the person so that I don't stay in the state, but I'm always thinking about them, and I feel like it means something. You know, I guess I still love them, but I don't know if the situation is true or not, but it's hurting me, like, as if I know it is or not, and I don't know.
Okay, then do this. This hurt that is out there, take it out of your beingness, because it's in the heart area, and wrap it up in a ball and put it out in front of you, the hurt, not the connection with this individual, and put that hurt out in front of you. And whenever you're ready to pitch it to your God, we're commanding upon Archangel Michael to come down with his mighty blue sword and sever that hurt from you, and it is no more. And as it is asked, so it is done. Amen, 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 and thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, my dear.
Okay. All right, thank you. Well, that was wonderful. I loved what you shared with her, Ludine. And, you know, I know where Tanika's came from. We've all been in that pain and everything. And it's almost like an addiction to someone. And we just can't let it go. Our mind just keeps trying to figure out why they're not here, why they're not calling, you know, what's wrong with me, what did I do? I mean, the thousand, you know, I still love this person, but, we're not connected. But saying the prayer and releasing and putting that out there, and it's the hurt. It's not, like you said, it's not the love person there, but it's the hurt that you're feeling, and a good way to let go of that. I know you've got tons of wonderful ways to let go of all kinds of negative things. Well, Ruthie, talk to us a little bit about, your kinesthetic hypnotherapist. And you do this thing with working with impasse removal. Can you explain that to us?
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, I'm a certified clinical hypnotherapist, and I've also learned a great amount of kinesthetic muscle testing. And what I have done is I have combined the two, and I do not have to put a person into any kind of a hypnotic trance. I just do the muscle testing and ask a few questions, and it comes right up, and we discover who, what, where, why, and when, and then we eliminate it, and that is by using pranic breathing and also accessing chakras and specific points on the spine, which is very gentle tapping or touching, and it can also be done remotely. It works very well with an impasse removal. And an impasse is anything that is keeping us from attaining a goal that we have set for ourselves. Such as, I've helped people, they play harmonica, but they can't seem to do something because they're afraid. And there was one particular person I worked with. He said, I just can't play in front of others. I just can't do it. I said, okay. So we went into his beingness and discovered when it was, who it was, what organ that it went to, which in, was his lung. And then we accessed those points. And then when we got it all cleared out and went back and tested, that emotional impasse was not there, and he was able to play harmonica in front of others. And that was just
so
a wonderful
experience. So you took him out of stage fright immediately, just about.
Yeah. That's it was stage fright. Yeah, because he would lose his breath. Yeah. And I do this with phobias. That's a fear of whatever. A phobia is usually something that someone has instilled in us because we lost our power and we're just doing what they think we should do. And past lives, oh, that is so interesting. For those who do not have a belief system in past lives, I do what is called personal parables, which is very similar to telling a little fairy tale, and it works the very same way, and we can clear out a lot of issues that way. And grief issues, whenever we lose something, and that might be what Tamika is experiencing right now, and bless you, Tamika. It could be grief, and we can get through that to see what it is exactly that's creating that grief. And now what comes to the best part, and it's so interesting, is I work with alien abductees, and I think we all know what that is. And some people say, well, it doesn't exist, but I will say this. A person's reality is their perception of what is going on. So each person on this earth has a different perception of what their reality is. And I do not, I believe in alien abductions, and I don't believe in alien abductions, but I do believe that if someone says that they've been abducted, then we can go in there and get them comfortable with it and get them through it. And also, too, implant nullification, and that is alien implants. And I have worked with several people with implant nullification, and it is not destroying or removing the implant. It is to nullify, and that means to take away its energy and its power.
Well, where do they put the implants when we have them?
Anywhere in the body. There was one lady I worked with, she's in her 90s right now, and she had an implant in the mastoid bone behind her left ear. And that was nullified. That was a very dramatic story. There was one man who had four implants, and what's interesting about nullifying these implants is in order to nullify, you have to figure out, and this is where dowsing comes in, figure out the last implant that has to be nullified first, and you go into reverse order. And his results were just absolutely miraculous. And there was another fellow. He was with the military. He had an implant. He cut it out of his arm and threw it into a lake. However, he was still being followed, and he knew that, he just didn't know what to do with it. And that was really a challenge. And it was at that point that I discovered that these implants influence cellular memory. And whenever the cellular memory of that implant that had been extracted, when that was nullified, he could not be located anymore. And that's a very dramatic story because I and three other people witnessed whenever something came hunting for him and couldn't find him.
Wow. I don't understand about this alien abduction thing and these implants. And so this is put in, these implants are put in as from some aliens that we have been abducted. And how do people figure out that they've got an implant?
Well, they hear noises. They hear voices. And now this is not schizophrenia. They hear voices and they feel like they're being monitored, that they're being watched, and they know. Well, plus two, they can feel it under the skin. They have been in shins. I know of one person who had it on top of the shin, the tibia, and he was afraid to get it removed, and we took care of that. But if a person, okay, they realize that they've been abducted, they have these dreams, and usually they will seek out someone who can help them. And it's just very, very, they know that they have it. So.
Wow. Well, Rudine, now how many years have you been doing this work?
Which this?
I don't know when you first started.
Okay, I started whenever I was 9 years old. But also, too, I can remember whenever I was 18 months old and I awoke, that and that was a very interesting episode in my life. I awoke on this earth experiencing something that was not too pleasant, and I remembered thinking words that was not English, and I remembered responding to it, this is not what they said it would be. And then I just started, well, I was just installed with the Holy Spirit, and then whenever I was 9 years old, I had this experience with Jesus, and then after that, I began being able to touch and figure people out, but I was scared to death because I was told by certain relatives that if I kept doing that, then I'd go to the crazy house. So it wasn't until probably I was about 30 years old that it finally dawned on me, hey, I can do this. And then at a very traumatic event in my life in 1989, I went to a hypnotherapy school, and I became enlightened, and I have just progressed ever since. And the Holy Spirit has put healing energy into my body and in my hands. And this is a certain thing that I would love to teach other people. There's so much that we can do just with our hands and with our fingertips and with intention.
Teaching any classes now? Are you doing any lectures, any workshops?
Well, I will be doing workshops over in Fayetteville, Arkansas, mid-April. I'm going to be teaching a class over there. This is dowsing. We do remote and hands-on healings. And then in August, I'm going to Denver, and I'm going to be teaching classes with our harmonica convention, and I'm going to be slipping in some of this stuff that I just spoke about to help people to play the harmonica better. And then in September, I'm going to Ozark Research Institute, and they have a school, Power of Thought, and I'm going to be lecturing a session there. And I'm doing my best to get things started here, and I do have an office. I can work out of my office, and I do have a conference room where I can hold classes. And truthfully, things have just come upon me so quickly, and I just must be about my Father's business.
Well, it sounds like you are, and I have loved everything you shared today. I know that your healings are a lot even more than just what we did tonight. There was one person was on, but now they're off. But anyway, I just want to thank you for coming on and sharing a bit tonight. Now, again, if people want to get in touch with you, just go to Rudine, R-U-D-E-N-E-W, @yahoo.com, and just tell her to give you a call or your phone number with her or whatever, you know, however you want to do this routine. Is there any other information that you want to give me? Is there any, we've got about 3 minutes left. Is there anything else that you would like to share before we close tonight?
Oh, my goodness. Well, yes, I have a very funny story.
Okay.
As a child, I had this fear of snakes. Now, this is one thing I learned in hypnotherapy school. Fear or phobia of anything is usually instilled in us because of someone else. Well, I was afraid of snakes because my mother was afraid of snakes, and every time we'd go somewhere, she said, oh, don't do this, and don't go near that bush, and don't this and don't that because a snake would come out and get you. Okay, well, I found out what it was, and in using hypnosis, and incidentally, I learned from one of the best hypnotherapy instructors in the world, and he's crossed over. He's not with us anymore. His name is Gil Bowen. And he worked with me, and I just thought that was marvelous. Well, we went on vacation in the Ozarks. I live here in Texas. Went over there, and I wanted to see the artesian waters, and it was just beautiful. And, of course, I felt very funny because usually I had this fear of snakes. Well, I didn't have that fear, and I was so proud of myself. Had my little dog on one side of the artesian well, and my husband was on the other side. Now, if you're familiar with the Ozarks, there's a lot of trees and a lot of vegetation. Well, I heard this rattle, 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 and I watched the leaves move as this little snake went off. I knew it was a snake because of the movement. And I thought, no, I'm okay because I'm not afraid of snakes anymore. A few seconds later, there was another rustle, and it was a bigger snake. And it went off, and I thought, oh, good, I'm just doing all right. And then there was the third big rustle, and it was a bigger snake. And I thought, you know, hypnosis or no, I'd be a fool if I'd keep standing here because I think I could be afraid of that big snake. So that was just really good. But I felt very, very proud of myself because I no longer have a fear of snakes. And ultimately, it came about that I took care of two snakes. I had them in my home. Little ball pythons. I rescued them, and I felt so good because I was able to help a creature that I had an unfounded fear for. And I just think that's just a remarkable story.
And what it is remarkable. And the thing is, your fear had totally come upon you about snakes, and you're healing and you're doing all this stuff, and then they show up. It's like, okay, Rudine, you say you're over Texas. We're going to give you the big test here. We're going to send three of them after you. That is amazing. That's a great story. Well, good deal. Well, I want to thank everybody for getting online tonight. We've just had the best visit with Rudine, and I'm excited. I'm ready to get me a harmonica. I would love to learn how to do this chakra. I totally believe it, and I know that anyone who is inclined to musically can do all kinds of things. Now we're going to have next. Let me see who we've got online for next week. Oh, next Monday, I have Alyssa Hyman, and she's on here. She's going to be doing some readings. So be sure and tune in and listen to Alyssa. She's really great, and she's an astrologer, and she talks about all kinds of great things. But again, I want to thank you, Rudine, for tonight, and it's really interesting. I love what you're doing. I love your healing work, so keep on doing it. We'd love to have you back on the show again in the real near future.
Well, thank you very much. I have really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to being back on. And blessings to everyone, and be safe.
Yes. How about you, Annie? Are you there? Well,
I am here. What an interesting theme that you are doing, Rudine. I love that. I'm with Pam. I want to get me a harmonica. Get started. I love music too, and I love gospel music. So that was very interesting. And thank you so much for being on our show. Everyone have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, baby.